In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As our gospel text begins, our Lord is on a journey from Galilee in the north part of the nation of Israel down toward the southern part of Israel where Jerusalem is. In just a few chapters in Luke's gospel, we read of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem as our Lord's passion is inaugurated on that day that we call Palm Sunday. But on this journey southward, our Lord hasn't made it very far mileage-wise when our gospel text begins. Because between Galilee in the north and Judea and Jerusalem in the south is the territory of Samaria. And our Lord, we're told, is traveling through the midst of Galilee and Samaria. Likely that means he is kind of skirting the border between the two territories when he comes into this certain village. And it is here in this village that our Lord encounters a man, a Samaritan leper. And this Samaritan leper has great faith, as we see by the end of our reading. And so this morning, as we meditate further on the faith of this Samaritan leper, we will see that his faith reveals to us something about the nature of faith in general. This man, who is a leper, is also a Samaritan. That's pretty much the extent of what we know about him, other than the fact that he is living in this community of 9 other lepers. It seems likely to assume that some, if not most, of those other 9 were not Samaritans, probably Galileans, since we are, again, on that border between the two territories. But again, we know very little more about these men. This Samaritan leper was, as the others were, a social outcast. This is what the disease of leprosy, which is a skin disease, would do to a person in Bible times. The law of Moses made it very clear that someone who had a leprous disease was to be sent away from their home and their community to live outside of the village so as not to risk spreading this disease to others. And so this Samaritan leper, along with his 9 friends, have formed a colony of sorts as they live outside of this village. And as our Lord Jesus is approaching this village, they stand at a distance as the law required them to do and call out to our Lord. These men call out and say, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." What they were asking for, what they had in mind by this mercy is kind of anyone's guess. Maybe they were hoping for some food, living outside a town that would have been difficult to come by. Maybe they were hoping for money so that they could barter that, exchange it for food. Maybe they were hoping for healing. But regardless, their plea is, in one sense, sort of generic. Have mercy on us, and we'll see what happens from there. But as we know, this particular leper, this Samaritan, will reveal his great faith. And I have to wonder if maybe he was the reason why this group of lepers knew Jesus' name. Obviously, this leper knew something about Jesus. And so he is able to call to our Lord by name, "Jesus, Master, have mercy." And this is the first lesson that the faith of this Samaritan leper teaches us. It is that true faith looks to Christ for mercy in times of need. From the perspective of one who has faith, this is significant that he is asking for mercy, because he just as easily could have asked for something more specific. He could have asked for food or for money or for healing, but the Samaritan leper does not. He and his friends ask for mercy. And in many ways, this request, this prayer, is the greatest prayer that a Christian can pray in time of need. Lord, have mercy. Whether we pray that prayer for ourselves or for someone else, this prayer fundamentally has built into it the request for God's will, not mine, to be done. I know that I am in need of mercy, but I don't presume to know what that mercy ought to look like in my life, even if I have some ideas on my own. By praying, Lord, have mercy, this Samaritan leper leaves to Jesus what that mercy ought to look like in his life. And probably according to his hopes, he was healed. He was cleansed of his leprosy. As the Lord sends these men away to go to the temple to announce and reveal their purification to the priests, this Samaritan leper, along with his friends, receive cleansing, purification from this skin disease. And it is at this moment, then, that the Samaritan, now former leper, separates himself from the rest of the group. And he shows us the next lesson about faith. That faith not only looks to Christ for mercy in times of need, but then faith responds by giving glory to God for the mercy that he extends to us. When this Samaritan man recognized that his skin condition was healed, when he realized that Jesus had indeed shown mercy by cleansing him from this leprosy, he could not help but turn and run back to the feet of Jesus to give glory to God and to offer thanks to the man who had healed him. Now, we ought to be careful with this healing in terms of how we understand what this means more generally. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But what we do recognize with this healing is that despite the fact that only one man returned in thanks, the Lord still healed all 10. Luther teaches us something very similar in his small catechism in the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, where we learn to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Luther teaches us that when we pray that petition, we don't do so because if we fail to pray that petition of the Lord's Prayer, God will not feed us. No, God gives daily bread to all men, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that he would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving, that we might have true faith that recognizes the mercy of God when it is given to us, so that we might respond in faithful thanksgiving, giving glory to God for his mercy that he continually shows to us. So as our reading concludes, the Lord praises the great faith of this Samaritan man. He tells him, "Arise, go. Your faith has saved you." It's unfortunate that some of our English translations miss the boat a little bit here by saying, "Your faith has made you well." That clearly is not the case. This Samaritan has a faith that the other 9 do not possess, and yet they were made well also. No, Jesus is praising this man's faith, which has given him another kind of cleansing. Yes, he has been externally cleansed from the leprosy of his skin, but he has also received an internal cleansing from the leprosy of his sin. Your faith has saved you. It is with this in mind that it is worth paying a little bit closer attention to verse 14 of our text. How does this healing take place? Seeing them, Jesus said to all 10, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Again, if we think about what these men might have been thinking in their own minds by asking for mercy, this undoubtedly is not what they had in mind. They were looking either for a handout of some kind or for healing, but not a command. And yet our Lord's response to these men is to give them a command. A command that once obeyed will grant them healing, but the healing only comes after they obey the command. This again is where we have to be careful in interpreting this miracle more broadly. Because again, this is in a lot of ways an outlier in Jesus' ministry. Jesus gives daily bread, feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, to all people, regardless of any prerequisites. He heals the blind, the lame, and the deaf. He raises the dead without requiring anything from these men and women. And yet here, with this colony of lepers, he requires obedience before he will heal them. Why? Well, healing from the leprosy of sin requires obedience. If you and I want to be cleansed from the internal sin of this leprosy that we have within us, obedience is required. Now let's be clear about what this obedience is. This is an obedience that involves repentance and faith. One will not be cleansed of sin if they do not first obey the call to repent and have faith in Christ. But once that command is obeyed, then the forgiveness is extended. So too with these lepers. Their external leprosy is just a manifestation of the inward reality. They are cleansed externally by their external obedience. So too are we cleansed internally by our internal obedience of repentance and faith in Christ. And so we learn from this text that faith looks to Christ for mercy in times of need. Faith then gives glory to God for the mercy that he shows to us. But it is faith that receives then the gift of salvation through this act of obedience and repentance. And so Martin Luther, in commenting on this passage, tells us that it is the nature of faith that a believer dares to rely on God's grace and mercy. And this is the point. This is why this text matters for you and for me, because this Samaritan leper's story is your story. It is my story. It is the story of the Christian life. Sin is a leprous disease which has caused you and I to be separated from our home and community to which we belong in God's kingdom. And yet Christ comes to offer us cleansing from this leprosy of sin, to offer us forgiveness, life, and salvation. And yet this is not a one-time reality. You and I come to the foot of this altar week after week, pleading the Lord's mercy and forgiveness for our sins. We receive that word of absolution. We respond in thanksgiving and praise, giving glory to God. The Lord comes to us in his own body and blood for the assurance of that forgiveness, to grant us assurance of our life and salvation as our faith receives these gifts. And then we walk out the door changed, a new man, cleansed from the leprosy of sin, and yet it comes back. And so we too come back, pleading for mercy before our Lord. And so what we must be reminded of, my friends, is that despite the fact that Your leprosy of sin continues to return. Our Lord never tires of extending mercy to you. No matter how many times you sin, no matter how many times that condition comes back, no matter how many times you come before him to beg for mercy, he never gets sick of it. He never tires of offering you forgiveness. So may our Lord Jesus grant each one of us the faith and the confidence to come to his altar repeatedly, confessing our sins and trusting that he is eager to extend his mercy to us until that day comes when he returns to fully and finally cleanse us of this leprosy of sin. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.